This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well, then, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level, and we would like to take a moment to express our greetings to the Astribune as well. Our gratitude for your offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level and to interact and to share with the Astribune. And once again, before we begin, we would suggest that there exists for the Astribune the opportunity to be involved in what we like to refer to as this silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And once again, many times the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires, and is this information that we attempt to express to you through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. In the many times as well, as we have suggested, you may have difficulty in recalling that interaction, may even feel like you have been involved in some type of a meditative state where there has been no interaction occurring, but we assure you that throughout your day-to-day activities there could be intuitive suggestions that result from that telepathic exchange of information that assist you in achieving that which you desire. Assist you in your choices and decisions if you wish to create this reality that you desire to participate and to be active in. And so we would encourage you to become involved in that telepathic exchange of information, to enter into that meditative state, and you will find once again that as a result of the energy that you have created in this state on this afternoon, that it's quite easy for you to enter that meditative state to alter your consciousness. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent, and that opportunity certainly exists for the rest of you. But once again, as well as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, we spoke to you recently about the possibilities of one to be able to transport their physical existence from one area to another within your vibrational level. And we suggested that the key to that is to understand that your consciousness already exists throughout this entire universe. It's not so much a case of transporting from one area to another, but becoming aware that you already exist throughout the entire universe. And one of the keys to that ability is to understand and recognize and to own, if you wish, the belief and the understanding that this reality that you experience in your awakened conscious state is illusionary. Very difficult concept to grasp in your awakened consciousness state, absolutely. In your altered states of consciousness, through various levels of altered states of consciousness, not only do you recognize it, but in some states of consciousness you actually participate in that type of understanding that this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is illusionary. And in those altered states of consciousness that we refer to as the deep dream state, if you wish, or what you refer to as the between incarnational state, you get a grasp of an existence without the limitations of time and space. It's just much more difficult to retain and to express that type of belief in your awakened consciousness, that because of your choice to limit your capacity to understand, because of your choice to put in place what we refer to as this electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, and because of your desire to exist within this vibrational level and consequently agreeing to maintain and to facilitate what we refer to as the human consciousness belief systems, of which, of course, time and space are a huge belief that is very difficult for you to step outside of, to put aside, to understand in your awakened consciousness state in particular, that it's an illusion. And yet it's the key. It is the key, as we have suggested, in understanding that it's possible for you to experience the transportation, if you wish, of your physical being from one area to another within your vibrational level, within this universe. What becomes even more difficult for you to grasp is this concept that your vibrational level and this experience that you have in your awakened consciousness state is simply but one of the incarnational periods that you're involved in. And once again, because of your belief in time and space, and because any explanation through this utilization of a vocabulary is limited to the understanding and the belief in time and space, it becomes very difficult to give you any type of an accurate description or explanation of how your existence and how your reality truly is formed and created. However, we've used the analogy many times that this vibrational level that you exist in is one that you choose to focus on while eliminating all of the rest that exist within the same time and same space. And we've used that analogy that there are radio frequencies throughout your entire universe, that you have the capacity to focus on one particular frequency while eliminating all the rest. And so it is in this vibrational level, in this incarnational period, you choose to concentrate on this particular incarnational period in your awakened consciousness state while eliminating all the rest, and to varying degrees in your other levels of consciousness as well. To varying degrees. There are levels of consciousness in which you not only understand but actively participate in other incarnational periods and are aware of the other incarnational periods that you are involved in. You are a multidimensional personality. We've suggested that as well many times. A multidimensional personality who is experiencing many other incarnational periods in the same time and same space. You simply choose, particularly in your awakened consciousness state, to focus on this one, and to not only focus on this one, but also in that awakened conscious state, believe that this is it. This is the most important one, that all of the others, if you are aware of or have had the capacity to be interacting with at some level of your consciousness and retaining the memory of that interaction, many times you believe to be, or at least perceive to be, one that is more of one's imagination than of one's reality. The irony of it is that even in your awakened consciousness state, this reality is a consequence of your imagination. Absolutely. And so, you had these other incarnational periods that you're involved in. And as we have suggested, at various levels of consciousness, you are interacting with these other incarnational periods. You are once again that multidimensional personality, not separate from any of the other incarnational periods, simply in your awakened consciousness state, choosing to put in place the limitations to understand that you are this multidimensional personality involved in all of these creations in the same time and same space. Once again, it becomes difficult to give an explanation because to suggest that you are involved in another incarnational period many times then gives some type of a reference to either your past or your future. It becomes very difficult for you to perceive in this awakened consciousness state that you are involved in an incarnational period, in an existence, at the same time as all of the other existences that you're involved in, particularly when some of those existences, in order to once again validate your belief in time and space, have occurred in what you refer to as your past. And ironically, for many, to interact with your incarnational periods and to retain the memory of that, you typically look at it as some type of a past life as opposed to some type of a future life. You even go so far as to, when you are in your meditative state, become involved in various activities that you refer to as past life regressions. Very seldom do you refer to it as a future life regression, but rather as your past life. Because it validates, once again, a very, very strong belief in time and space. One of the very difficult belief systems for you to step out of in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And yet it is the key to having the ability to transform your consciousness, if you wish, from one area to another within this vibrational level that you're currently experiencing. And so all of these incarnational periods are existing in the same time and same space. You simply choose to be focused in your awakened consciousness state on this particular incarnational period. And not only focused in this incarnational period, but to believe that it is the most important, if not only, incarnational period that you are currently involved in. And yet it's really not that way. You're involved in a multitude of incarnational periods. What you would find difficult to believe is that you're involved in a multitude of incarnational periods that involve, in many instances, the same entities that you are participating in an incarnational period in this particular experience. These so-called past lives that you're involved in are interacting with the same individuals, the same entities that you experience interactions with in this incarnational period. What becomes even more difficult for you to grasp is that the interactions that you're having in this so-called awakened consciousness state in this incarnational period are not interactions that just happen as perchance, but rather interactions that you agree to participate in. Create the reality that you desire. And so, we have suggested once again that it's possible for you to transport your consciousness from one area to another within this vibrational level, within this incarnational period, by being aware, first of all, that your consciousness already exists throughout the entire universe. It's an illusion. It's an illusion that's based upon your beliefs and your belief system. It's an illusion that you create as individuals. It's an illusion that you create as a human consciousness. You are one, and yet you are separate. Defies explanation. And yet it is your creation. Not only some parts of it, but all of it. All of it, you are participating in the creation of through validation and through the perpetuation of your beliefs and belief systems. Both the human consciousness and the societal and the individual belief systems all interacting to create this illusionary reality that you in your awakened consciousness state believe is so real. It's your creation. And as such, once again, you exist throughout each and every atom of the entire universe because it's an illusion. And so that illusionary concept is very important that you not only accept it as being a possibility, but own it as being a reality. That it's how you create this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. It's an illusion. It is, ironically, the most illusionary realities that you will be involved in through all your levels of consciousness. This is not only the most illusionary, but also the most difficult for you to sustain over what you refer to in your awakened consciousness state as suspended period of time. This is the most difficult illusionary reality for you to craft, to exist in, and to perpetuate. Absolutely. It's in your other levels of consciousness that you come closer to the real world, to the real realities that you exist in. And so, to get back to our ability to perhaps experience your physical being in other areas of your universe in this incarnational period. As we have suggested, the key, once again, is to understanding that it's an illusion and that your consciousness is already there. This capacity, this ability, is something that is within your grasp. We're not suggesting that this is something that is so far out there that it's not possible. Not only is it possible, but it is something that, should you continue on your current belief system, will be experienced to varying degrees in your not-so-distant so-called future. Now, let's take that concept one step farther. You exist in a multitude of incarnational periods existing within the same time and same space. And so if your consciousness, as we have suggested, exists throughout each and every atom of this entire universe in this entire incarnational period that you experience in your awakened consciousness state, if you can accept that, then you should have the capacity to grasp the concept that that consciousness also exists in all of the other incarnational periods that you're involved in. And if that's so, then the only limitation to you experiencing and retaining the memory of that experience of those incarnational periods, of actually transporting your consciousness from this incarnational period, which you believe is so dominant over your experience, to experience other incarnational periods as being as real, if you wish, as this one. Not something that you just imagine in your altered state of consciousness. So we're not just talking here now about the capacity to transport your physical being from one area to another within this particular incarnational period, within this universe that you experience in your awakened consciousness state, but rather to go through what you might refer to as time travel. The capacity to experience and to retain the experience of those interactions of other incarnational periods that you're currently involved in. And to bring back into this particular incarnational period the memory of that interaction, and not only to bring it back, but while you're involved in those other interactions, to take with you the memories of this particular incarnational period that you're involved in, and that seems to be, at least in your awakened consciousness state, the primary and most important incarnational period to you. So we're talking about that capacity to, once again, go through what you might refer to as time travel. And once again, similar to the ability to transport your physical being within this awakened consciousness state in this particular incarnational period, where the key lies in to understand that your consciousness exists throughout your entire universe, then to be involved in what you like to refer to as time travel is to realize and to accept that your consciousness already exists there. It's not a case of going, but rather becoming aware of that experience and of that existence in other vibrational levels. It's like having, once again, to use our analogy, all of these particular radio frequencies existing throughout your atmosphere and switching from one to another to another, while retaining the memories of all of the interactions that you're involved in while you're switching your apparatus from one radio frequency to another. You understand that they're all there. It's not like you're creating a new particular radio frequency so that you can receive it, but rather understanding that it's already there and you're simply tapping into it. And so it is with what you might refer to as time travel. It already exists, and you have the capacity to experience that you're already existing in that particular incarnational period, to awaken, if you wish, the consciousness so that you can experience it, not only experience it, but to retain the memory of that experience. You see, in altered states of consciousness now, in what we refer to as your dream state, and as your in-between incarnational state, you participate in those interactions on an ongoing basis. Many of you have that capacity to be involved in what we like to refer to as lucid dreaming, and in that interaction bring back into your so-called awakened consciousness state memories, however distorted, of various interactions that you were participating in your dream state, and to as well bring back memories of other interactions in other incarnations that you're involved in. Many of you have the capacity and have experienced being involved in what you once again refer to as a past life regression, in which you entered into an altered state of consciousness, whether it was an assisted type of suggestive meditation or an individual meditation, where you're in that altered state of consciousness, your intent was to be focused upon what you refer to as past lives and to bring back into your so-called awakened consciousness state. Many times, very specific and very real, if you wish, feelings of the experiences that you were involved in those interactions, in that so-called past life regression experience. And you can bring it back into your consciousness. The irony of it is, for many, it borders on whether or not it was real or just your imagination. So many times you will use that expression, "Well, I'm not sure if I wasn't just imagining it." This whole reality that you experience is a result of your imagination. Imagination is one of the greatest tools that you have to create the reality. If you can't imagine it, you have a very difficult time in creating it. Imagination is an absolute necessary tool in this creation process. And so to imagine something is to give it the capacity to be real, to bring it into your reality so that you can experience it. And so when you're into these so-called past life regressions, you're involved in what we once again would refer to as much more real realities than what you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And so all of these incarnational periods are occurring in the same time and same space. And once again, in your altered state of consciousness, you have the capacity to tap into that particular reality and to bring back the memory of that particular reality. Ironically, when you come back into your so-called awakened consciousness state, many times you look upon that as being something that has happened in the past, if you wish. That's why you refer to it as past life regression. It validates your belief in time and space, that it's something that occurred in your so-called history and it's done and you can't alter it. We're suggesting that it's not done, and not only can you alter it, but you do alter it on a regular basis. Those particular realities are occurring in the now. Time and space are illusionary. They occur in the now. And once again, to refer back to our analogy of the radio frequencies, it's not like one radio frequency was occurring in your so-called past and the next one is going to occur in your future and you can only tap into the present one, but rather they are all existing within the same time and same space, and you choose which one it is that you wish to tap into. And so it is with your realities. You choose to become involved in this particular incarnational period in your awakened consciousness state, and through the validation of your belief in a veil, it becomes the most important one. You put in place that electromagnetic energy, once again, that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, the multidimensional personality that you are. And so it's possible for you, should you choose to believe, to experience what you might refer to as time travel, for you to experience existing not only in other areas of your Earth systems, but in other time periods, if you wish to validate your belief in time and space, in other time periods of existence in vibrational levels of incarnational periods that you're involved in. Once again, the key is to understand that time and space are illusionary, that this reality you experience in your awakened consciousness state is an illusion, and it's your creation. Ironically, and we refer now as well to your belief in time and space, in your so-called past, if you wish, we have spoken about Lemurian periods, we have spoken about the Atlantis periods, and so in the Atlantean periods, you went through what we refer to as three different Atlantean periods. In the Lemurian period, you brought with you into this vibrational level and into this reality that understanding that you were involved in a multitude of creation, in time and space, did not have the limitations that you put upon it in your so-called current incarnational period. And at that point, in what we refer to as the Lemurian period, it was quite easy for you to go through what you might refer to as time travel, to alter your awareness of different incarnational periods at will. Not difficult at all, because you understood your veil, if you wish to refer to it as that, the electromagnetic type of energy that you've put in place, was not nearly as prevalent in the Lemurian periods as it is in your so-called current incarnational period. And so it was as well in the Atlantean period, particularly in the first Atlantean period. And as you progressed through those, you increased the strength of this veil, if you wish, the energy that you utilize to create the electromagnetic type of energy that controls this veil, that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And as you entered into what you might refer to as your current period in time, you strengthened that veil even more. You intensified that electromagnetic type of energy to limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, and how it is that you create this reality. And you did it for a very simple reason. You see, you exist in this vibrational level for the opportunity to experience realities that you believe you are not in control. Because when you believe you're not in control, the intensity of your emotions and feelings is enhanced. And that's why you exist within this vibrational level, to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings that's not possible for you to experience when you understand that you are in control. And so the intensity of your emotions and feelings is much stronger in this particular time period, if you wish to once again use your belief in time and space, than it was in what you refer to as your so-called past in the Lemurian periods. The irony of it is that it all exists in the now. It's not separate one from another. It's all there. You can experience it all. It's just that you choose. You choose to put in place, once again, and to sustain the electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. You choose to put in place the limitation. And in this new age and new energy, you'll find it much easier to put aside many of those limitations. Not perhaps to the extent that it was possible for you to accomplish very easily in the Lemurian periods, but nonetheless, a possibility that was very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called recent past. You've taken once again what we would refer to as a possibility and turned it into a probability. Through your chart to alter the energy that you utilize to create this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And so you exist in a multitude of incarnational periods in the same time and same span. You interact with entities in various degrees of relationships throughout your various incarnational periods. Many times, once again, the same entities that you interact with in this incarnational period. The interactions in this incarnational period and in all of the other incarnational periods that you're involved in are not accidental. You agree at some level of your consciousness to be involved and to participate. And many times in your so-called awakened consciousness state, you look at these interactions as being what you might refer to as negative or less than desirable, and you would suggest, why would I choose that? To suggest that I choose that, like, why would I do that? Such a reality that I really wish that I was not involved in. You may not, in your awakened consciousness state, feel that you are making the necessary choices to be involved in that particular type of experience. But at some level of your consciousness, you have absolutely agreed to participate. Not only necessarily for your particular experiences, but for others to experience what it is that they receive from that interaction as well. And for you it may be a positive experience, for another it may be a negative, or conversely for them a negative and for you a positive. It can change. You'll see many individuals looking at the same particular activity or creation or reality, and for some it is a very enjoyable type of experience. The emotions are those which you would refer to as being positive emotions. And for another, viewing and participating in exactly the same activity, the results can be a negative emotion. What you in your awakened consciousness state would view as a negative emotion. It's an illusion. And the key to understanding that it's an illusion is to understand that the spark of consciousness that you are, that creates this reality, gives to you that which you desire without judging whether it's right or wrong. Right or wrong is an awakened human consciousness belief or belief system that you put in place. We're not suggesting for a minute that that's wrong either. It allows you to function as a society. You see, in your so-called awakened consciousness state, you like to have these limitations. You like to have these rules. It makes it more real if you can't do something, if there are limitations. It makes it more real if there are limitations in your time and space. And it makes it more real if you have societal belief systems that put limitations upon what is acceptable within a society, and it allows that society to function what you in your awakened consciousness state would view as being a very positive type of reality to exist in. The spark of consciousness that you are has no such judgment. From there, the spark of consciousness creates the reality that you desire to validate your beliefs and belief systems, and rejoices in that creation without judging whether it's right or wrong. You suggested that your spark of consciousness never looks at your awakened consciousness state and thinks, well, I don't think that they should be experiencing that type of reality today. That's not something that they would be enjoying or would love to participate in. We think we'll just change that, so that they can have this other much more attractive reality. Or conversely, well, we don't think that today they deserve to be involved in that, where they experience what you refer to as being a very positive reality, but today we'll make it a negative reality. That's your choice. Based upon your beliefs and belief systems, based upon your choices and decisions, based upon your imagination, based upon what it is that you desire, based upon your expectations. And the spark of consciousness that you are simply validates your beliefs and belief systems. And some of those belief systems you put in place once again in your altered state of consciousness in the between incarnational stuff and you bring it in your genetic makeup and in your DNA so that you can experience it in your so-called incarnational period in your awakened consciousness state. Your choice, not someone else's. Your choice and the stock of consciousness that you are rejoices in the creation of giving to you that which you desire. Validating your beliefs and belief systems. Validating the choices that you put in place to make up your genetic composition in your DNA. And you can, absolutely, in your awakened consciousness state, through your choices and decisions, through your thoughts and feelings, alter the energy that surrounds your DNA, and to turn something from being what was a probability into a possibility, or conversely from a possibility into a probability. Not only can you do that, but you do it on a continual basis. You create your reality. You are all that is. You exist in these multi-dimensional personality creation processes in these multitude of incarnational periods. And if you wish to experience them, once again, the key is to understanding and to accepting, first of all, that this reality is an illusion. And secondly, that time and space only exist in your awakened consciousness state. And it's possible, difficult, but possible to set that aside. And as a result of that ability to set it aside, through setting aside your belief in space, to have the capacity to be involved in what you refer to as some type of transportation from one area of another within your particular incarnational period to another, while you're putting aside your belief in time and owning that understanding that it's an illusion, gives you the capacity to be aware of other consciousnesses that exist in what you refer to as other time periods. And go through then what you refer to and must refer to as time travel. All of that is possible. The only limitation to your capacity to create is your imagination. Through the utilization of your imagination, you can create anything that you desire. Not only can, but do. And while this capacity to be involved in some type of transportation from one area to another may seem like something that's very difficult to grasp, we would suggest that to utilize your belief in time and space, you don't have to go back very far in your so-called time, in your history, to have one doubt that it would be possible for you to travel from one side of your Earth system to the other within a 24-hour period. Impossible, they would say. It's not possible. To simply travel across one of your continents required months of your time to pass, whereas now it is done in hours. And we suggest that the capacity exists for it to be instantaneous, simply by understanding that your consciousness already exists in each and every atom of your entire universe. And your consciousness already exists in all of the other time periods that you can imagine. You're all that is. You are a multidimensional personality existing in a multitude of incarnational periods. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. You create it all entirely. And once again, you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You cannot fail. Now, we would leave you for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to change and attempt to answer them for you. In the meantime, we would suggest we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with the rest of you. And so we would bid you farewell with love and with peace.